This is episode number 2367 of the Who Cares News for Monday, January 16th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
While ABC hasn't made an official announcement, it's likely lights out for Good Morning America 3, Lovebirds, TJ Holmes, and Amy Robach. While both the co-anchors have been off the air since early December when it came out that they were doing the nasty tango.
Nasty tango.
While being married to other people.
Yes.
Now, TJ also was quoted as having had at least one other affair with an AB News staffer before Amy.
Yeah.
And now we're hearing the news the couple has lawyered up to deal with negotiating.
Yes. I would imagine they both have taken separate lawyers. I'm curious whether or not they're still together.
Yes, they are.
Okay. All right. For now.
They've been seen like holding hands and canoodling different places. Right. Well, out in the open.
Maybe somebody will want them somewhere else. I don't think so. I think their TV careers are over. And so let me be blunt, because it's true. Amy Robach is at that age where she's right at the tip of not being sellable on TV anymore. No, she's not. And it's bad. It's sad. But she's not a hard-hitting newswoman. She's no Barbara Walters, you know, where she's, you know, she's just a newsreader. And so she's 49 years old. She's at the top. She's at the top. And so she wasn't likely to move on.
You don't think so?
No. No. They'll get somebody younger to replace her.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Now, insiders, you know, they say that the current co-host, Phelan DeMarco Morgan, they say he's the top candidate to replace TJ.
Okay.
Now, but insiders also insist that ABC is absolutely donezo kaput fine with TJ, but would like to hold on to Amy in some capacity.
I think that's
so I don't know about that.
True.
You think so?
Yeah, because he's the black eye. You know, he had at least two affairs with ABC staff.
Yes.
That's a black eye.
Yes. You know?
I mean, remember, we've talked about this. ABC is owned by the Walt Disney Company.
Yeah.
Walt Disney Company doesn't take very kindly to having this kind of stuff on there.
Right.
It mars their magic.
Yeah.
So instead of having the magic marred, I think that's... And you know, they can spin it on him that it's his fault because he was approaching women within the workplace.
Yeah, I had heard that there was there's other people that he's had affairs with.
Rumored there are others, but for sure there's one for sure that has been admitted to, and the two of them, of course.
Yeah,
you know, I read somewhere somebody said, hey, the two people that are on now, they don't have as much chemistry, but the ratings are about the same. And, of course, they're not screwing each other on the weekend, so Mondays are a different energy. But, you know, I'm serious. I've read that somewhere. Anyway. So there you go. Well, you know, don't let the screen door hit you where the good Lord split you.
This one kind of surprises me because, you know, Kanye West, he's not one to shy away from, you know, a microphone. But lo and behold, he has remarried.
I've heard that.
Reportedly tied the knot with 27-year-old Yeezy architectural designer Bianca Censori in a private ceremony last week in Beverly Hills. Now, of course, she was one of about 80 employees of Kanye's payroll, so they probably met at work. And shortly after claiming to be married, Bianca deleted her Instagram account.
Wow. Yeah. That's
probably
what you
smart.
Do. That's what you do.
Now, reportedly, Kim has never been fond of Bianca. Not surprising. Even back when...
Oh, well, yeah. Boss's wife. Yeah, she would know. Okay.
Well, even back when she and Kanye were married, sources claim Kim has long despised Bianca because she suspected they shared a sexual spark.
Oh, she just hates pretty people. She doesn't like anybody to be prettier than her.
Now, Ye and Bianca,
jealous.
They're honeymooning in Utah.
Utah, that is the honeymoon capital of the world. No, it's not. I just, you know, thought whatever. Wow.
Now,
that doesn't surprise me.
However, TMZ, they're reporting that it doesn't appear that they filed any legal marriage license.
Ooh, really? Yeah. Well, so I did hear somewhere that God, Ye said that God says that no sex without marriage. So I think that he wanted to get married.
That must be it.
Something about his manhood size came up in a Julia Fox story. So,
oh really?
They weren't married, so maybe he has a definition of what sex is. I remember a past president having an issue with that in the 90s. Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember that little tiny thing? Well, it depends on what you consider is.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Anyway, and OJ killed his wife. All right. I'm sorry. I'm just speaking the truth. Okay, well, good for Kanye. Maybe there will be some stability in his life. Certainly, I don't expect Kim to, like, start trashing her in her Instagram or in her tweets like he did Pete. I don't expect her to come up with a bad nickname for her that would be damning to her reputation.
Yeah.
And I certainly don't expect her to, like, go crawling back to Kanye and saying, like, you know, how could you do this to our children?
No.
So I think for the most part, I think she could care less and give two rats, but that's okay. So.
Well, the funny thing is that I heard the end of her on a podcast. And she was talking about, you know, the co-parenting with Kanye.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be disastrous. Yeah.
Yeah, and she was in tears.
Oh, was she really?
This whole thing with, you know, because you have to wonder, how is Bianca with the kids?
I don't think it matters.
And so you think, oh, now he's married, now he'll be settled and leave everything alone. No, it won't matter because obviously him and this gal have been together for a while. And he was bat crap crazy before he got real.
Well, that's true.
And he's still bat crap crazy.
You know what? And I think some people would say that if you put sunglasses on her, she kind of looks like Kim.
Oh, so that's right. Yes.
She kind of looks like Kim.
Yeah, she is kind of a replica.
With our apologies to replicas everywhere. And Halle Berry. More Who Cares Tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.